With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Oh, so goodness to be back here at Huntington Bank in Wexford. Drove up north. Broke out the passports and everything. Just about that point where you break to the county line and all of a sudden you're going to be in Butler County. We're on the far extremities.
How far away is it from the city?
About 14 miles, I bet. 13 mm-hmm. miles. Not that far, but enough to where it's like, yeah, you feel like you're in a different part of town. That's for sure. And it's really cool up here. I love it, man. It's fun.
It is. There's a lot to do.
There is. I mean, if you want to eat and shop, it's right there. I can tell you that right now. And I don't know. It's just great because we were just coming off. This is our second part of our TNT. We were here last week as well, too, and so glad to be back here. And go to Huntington.com and check them out. Like, the Huntington Bank is like – they're our partner in crime here when it comes to all things fun and telling great stories on Tech 5 Radio. And like I said, they always make it a good time for us because why? There's always a brownie tray. That's what Kim does, Kim Ravenda. We love you for that because you always make sure when people come, they make them feel like family. That's what Huntington does. You walk in here and you feel like you're part of the family. And so, you know, last week when we kicked off the show, we were talking a little bit about, you know, population. Because when we come up here, we kind of see how the population's different. You can see where things are growing. And we keep hearing reports that things are flat and shrinking and maybe growing a little. So it kind of pings around a little bit. At the end of the day, no matter where you live, no matter where you have your business, it's all about having the right talent at the right time. And I think every region struggles with this, and Pittsburgh especially does. But Audrey, I'm pretty excited because under your leadership at the Pittsburgh Tech Council, we're really starting to do something about this, at least in the tech arena. Tell us a little bit about what's going on when it comes to helping our companies access talent from around the world.
It's really an exciting time, right? Being in the tech community and seeing sort of the growth and the investment in the community.
Yeah,
and,
you know, fantastic.
Many of our listeners should know that Duolingo, that should be a familiar household name. But we also have companies like Argo and Uber and that have taken significant amount of investment, Roadbotics, even on a smaller level, but doing some really cool things.
I forgot about Roadbotics last raid. That was congratulations to Mark DeSantis there. Good work, absolutely.
So, but the talent that they're looking for is very specific kind of talent. And that kind of talent the whole world is competing for.
Everyone's looking for the same engineers.
But now what we're really hearing, we can feel the burners going up. We can feel that people are moving around from place to place, right?
They're
going from Google to Amazon. They're going from, you know, maybe Uber to Aurora or, you know, or Argo. You can see the movement from NRAC,
so
which is the National Robotics.
There's internal shift, but we need more than internal shift.
Right. So you can see the internal shift. And you start to meet some people occasionally that are from out of the region. And that's always cool and exciting. And you hear that they're here because they want to work for Astrobotics, for example. So all these companies that I just mentioned are companies that are really turning the heat up. And they're saying they want to build their companies here. But guess what? They can't find the people that they need to hire. Now, there might be some of you who are listening and say they can't find the people. Come on. Well, some of the skill sets are very, very discrete, specific skill sets that many people go to school for a long time.
Any vision systems engineers out there listening right now? Like I think you're talking about very niche.
Any astro focused kind of skill sets. How many of you from NASA would like to come to Pittsburgh and
exactly.
work on one of the coolest companies around?
For sure.
But, and I'm sure there are. But what's happening is this inside movable chairs doesn't work so well over a period of time.
It is really catching up to us.
And we can't do the same old. We can't think that the quality of life is fantastic here. The price of housing is cheaper. You know, the amount of time that you spend in a car might be less. We're building bicycle lanes. All those things are okay.
I heard we have pretty good restaurants, too.
And the restaurant scene is really blowing
like, yes,
up.
We
but
know.
So is everyone.
Exactly. Yep.
That's so what makes it, is everyone
that's
else.
That's what makes it so scary is that we're not the only ones kicking butt here.
We're not the only ones. You can go to Nashville and see what's happening. You can go to Austin and see what's happened. You can go and people in those places have a lot more opportunities of where they can go to.
If they
right?
land once, they can go
they can
to
go
other
places
if they don't
right.
like it there, right?
But if you don't have the influx of population, because Nashville's growing about 90 people a day.
90 a day?
Right. Now, some of that's retirees.
Okay.
A lot of those are people who are in healthcare.
People are retiring there?
Yeah. Huh. Going to Nashville. It's a big
okay.
retirement community.
I believe it.
So, but we don't have that. We're not having that kind of influx in terms of our population. So rather than just ranting about it, what we're doing at the Tech Council is we're having some small focus groups that are going to be focused two-prong. One is going to be focused on specifically understanding who are we attracting, what are some of the gaps, and how do we work collaboratively, not just for the one job that Jonathan has, but how do we
work across our
technology ecosystem so that we're all trying to attract for those specific kind of niche jobs. That creates collaboration. And to tell you the truth, people are excited about that. In many other places, that's one of the things that I like. I call it like this Pittsburgh blanket, like you get comfy when
you're here.
Get comfy here and you can sense some collaboration.
Yeah,
so we're
sense.
Trying to do that across companies. So that we can together sort of unite and articulate what this market is and come up with some plans.
So how many focus groups are we going to be
putting
together?
Oh, I don't know. Probably at least about 18 companies,
right.
maybe.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
That's the ones that are hiring the most amount of jobs
with the most demand right now.
With the most demand and very very niche computer scientists, data analytics, predictive analytics, machine learning. AR, you know, augmented reality.
All the fun stuff.
All the fun stuff. All the stuff that neither you or I have the skills anymore to do. So
if only we did.
We're looking at pulling them together. But then we're also looking to do something that's going to run in tandem and begin to work with people who moved here over the last 3 to 5 years.
So folks that made the leap and came here.
And are in those jobs. So that has to be that. You know, criteria.
Right. So we got to find out the good, the bad, and the ugly about what they like, what they
about
don't like.
What's working, what's not working, what do they see some of the gaps, why do they stay, what do they think about when they leave or they want to leave?
Yeah.
What are some of the missing pieces and parts? So from there, we're going to put together a very, very focused plan to do some attraction.
It's the first time this has ever happened, I think.
And it's not
as far as I can
easy.
Tell.
We don't have all the answers.
No.
If you have any thoughts or ideas, definitely reach out to one of us and you're interested. We are just trying to take this incrementally, try to, you know, move the mountain. We know those of us who are in Pittsburgh and wear that warm, comfy blanket that we love in Pittsburgh and snuggle, that we want to share that. And
absolutely.
We know that it really matters.
Very much
so. So stay tuned.
Definitely. I'm excited about what's going to be moving forward. Even more excited about who's on tonight's show, Audrey. We have a double segment with MSA, the safety company. It started in 1914. They're huge, and they save lives every single day,
developing crazy
cool products. I mean, helmets, anti-fall devices, you name it, and these guys are keeping people safe. And they're based right up here, up north of Pittsburgh. So much fun to learn more about them. And we have a very, very enthusiastic guy stopped by. We have one, Jason Kennedy from On the Edge Manufacturing, small little fab shop, and he says, like, they're running out of time to get all their projects done. It's crazy up there, which is – I just love hearing that they're at capacity right now. So we always love them when people make stuff. That goes to our roots, and they're using some advanced technology while they're making the stuff. So I think that's just a lot of fun. So anyhow, we're taking a break. We are coming back with more Tech Vibe Radio with Huntington Bank here in Wexford having a good old time. This is Jonathan Kirsting.
And this is Audrey Russo.
You can learn more about the Pittsburgh Tech Council by going to pghtech.org. Follow us on Twitter at pghtech.
Way too much fun hanging out at Huntington Bank in Wexford, Audrey. Love being out here.
Right.
Huntington always hooks us up.
They certainly do.
They hook our guests up, too.
That they do.
They get umbrellas. Yeah.
They get more than that.
Yes.
But what I like is we're up at this neck of the woods in Wexford, close to Butler,
yep.
close to MSA.
Exactly.
Line very, Safety Appliance.
Very cool company. Like okay. Under the radar sometimes. People don't realize
sometimes,
how big this company is.
But every time I hang out with them, I realize they're not under the radar.
Because you see their stuff everywhere if you think about it.
They're doing kick butt stuff.
Absolutely.
So it's really great.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So now we have someone in the house, Mark DC.
Yes. Hello, hello.
Came in from the beach to join us.
Ocean City, New Jersey. We're glad you could join us.
The water was spectacular. Thank you. It's great to be here.
I'd
like to say it's great to be back. Actually, there were some shark sightings, and they don't call them shark sightings. They call them marine warnings.
Marine warnings.
Oh,
that's what
they
call.
Oh,
that's the lifeguard terminology for, so that covers a lot of territory. It covers the skate, the skates, horseshoe crabs, and the occasional shark.
The occasional shark.
Great.
Yes.
Hey.
But they did, I think I saw that they saw a 12-foot, 800-pound great white shark not too far off the coast of Cape May, about 10 miles out.
Wow.
Nice.
So, yeah.
Really nice.
You know,
enter at your own risk.
Exactly right. So we're so glad to have you here on the show today because we've got two segments with you guys. And just so we can stretch our legs a little bit about really some of the great work that MSA is doing and that people forget since 1914.
That's right.
You guys have been in southwestern Pennsylvania. It's kind of your home base.
It is. Pittsburgh is, our roots are in Pittsburgh. It's really a fascinating Pittsburgh story because the company was founded by two gentlemen that were Penn State graduates, and they worked as rescue engineers for the U.S. Bureau of Mines, John Ryan and George Dyke. The latter, George Dyke, was actually, I learned in doing our history for our 100th anniversary in 2014, that George Dyke was actually the founding member of the Penn State Blue Band. So any Penn State fans out there,
interesting.
There's a really strong MSA connection. And yeah, he was a bugler in the Spanish-American War.
Wow.
And a gentleman came in and said, hey, Dyke, do you know how to play that thing? I'm thinking about starting a band. And it was a six-person Pennsylvania State College band. So
cool.
And you recruit a lot from Penn State.
We do. Engineering talent, finance. Yes, Penn State is a big recruiting area for us, as is Pitt, Carnegie Mellon, Virginia Tech.
Tell our listeners about some of the core things that MSA does, because I don't people quite realize just
how
ubiquitous and how large. I mean, when you think about safety helmets and gas detection, there's all these things, but at the end of the day, they're saving people's lives.
That's
we
right.
just think that's so powerful here.
Yeah,
when we talk
there's
about
so
that.
Many. I mean, there were once, over the years, literally thousands of products from eyewear to protective clothing, what we call total encapsulating suits and air purifying respirators, you know, these things that look like moon suits and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
We've made military ballistic helmets at times. We were even in the
wow.
consumer products business for a short time. But really, as you go through the 100 years of history,
yeah.
it really in 2008, as the company was growth was relatively flat.
Okay.
The economy was flat,
and then the Great Recession hit in 2008.
A little thing like the Great Recession.
Yeah. Exactly. And it was that was the time when our CEO at that time, Bill Lambert,
right.
took over for John Ryan, and he always described 2008 as he and John were riding up the steel phantom at Kennywood, and right when they got off the top, John exited and said, "Good luck, Bill." And that's what Bill inherited, the Great Recession.
Oh, my God.
He did.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
the structure
and
was down. There
was
a lot.
And what we did is we really took a hard look at our business and where we made money and where we could really establish leadership positions in the markets mm-hmm. we serve. Those key markets today are much the same as they were in 2008.
Okay.
The fire service, the global fire service market, the oil and gas industry, general construction, not home construction, but the commercial construction
right.
industry, that people that need hard hats, they need fall protection. And then general industry, Smokestack America, Smokestack Industries, and so forth. So those are really our core market segments. And we looked at what products we make where we could establish leadership, competitive advantages in those markets. And we define those as our core products. So that's really, and today there are seven core products, most of which we've developed organically, but others that we've taken on or grown by inorganic investment.
Exciting stuff. And I just love being able to talk about the fact that it all started here in the Pittsburgh area, in Butler, where you guys have operations, also in Murrysville.
Braddock Avenue. That was the company. That building, and now it's a printing company. I think Donnelly actually has
that. Is that what that was?
That
yeah.
So, which is ironic, because okay. Donnelly prints our annual report, and I was over there, and it's kind of like going back to the future,
so
where
cool.
it all began. We're doing a press check for this year's annual report,
wow.
and we went down into the bowels of the... Because it came up that this was fact at one time MSA's headquarters, and we found a bin of that was identified for different respirator
right.
components and parts. You know, right? I mean, painted. It was really interesting.
Very much so.
So now, I mean, obviously, since 2008, the world has changed a little bit. What's ahead? What's ahead? If you can just sort of share it.
If you look at our core product area, so it's breathing apparatus for firefighters. There is also what we call portable gas detection. If you're going into a confined space, you need gas detection. There is fixed gas and flame detection systems. Those are things that protect facility assets and infrastructures. They get mounted on the wall. Then you get the personal protective equipment, things that hard hats, fall protection equipment, firefighter apparel. We acquired Globe in 2017. It's a New England-based company, been around longer than MSA, actually, and they're a leader in protective clothing for firefighters. They also make boots. And then we have Carnes Fire Helmets, which is the legend, you know, the traditional New York-style, brim-style helmet.
I know,
Carnes
love
was the pioneer in that technology.
And that's so now under your
those
fold.
Are okay. Those are core products. And by core, that's where we disproportionately invest in our R&D dollars, because we think through innovation that people like Tim and Jeff are helping us develop, we can create those leadership positions. And by our definition, that means being number one or two in those core product areas.
Yes.
What's next is making sure that we continue to develop that those life-saving technologies in ways that allow us to adapt to new technology faster than our competition.
How many lives do you think you save a year?
Oh, gosh. It's Audrey, that's a great question. I mean,
so
we get letters, hundreds of letters every year.
You must be getting letters
just
and
to say that hard hat saved my life, and we have them posted on the walls of our corporate center.
Oh, absolutely. Oh, that's awesome. Yeah.
And there's nothing more motivating for an associate of MSA to look at those letters and firefighters. It's you know, I'll give you an example. So if you go back to the company's roots, the first product was the Thomas Edison, the flameless cap lamp developed by Thomas Edison. When it later in life, he said that was the one invention of his that did the most for humanity. The reason being, from the time that product was introduced over the next 25 years, it reduced mine fatalities by 75%.
People forget back
so that's
in the
just
day,
one product. So multiply
that times. Yeah. And think about how back in the day when mines were just so dangerous and people were literally losing their lives every day.
Explosions.
And companies like yours that were saving those lives and getting people home every day.
And that was the mission. That's where the mission of MSA started.
And it goes
and still
hasn't
strong. Changed.
It hasn't changed over 100 years later. Mm-hmm. That's why we're so proud to have you guys in the region. We're so glad you're here doing what you do.
And you're hiring and you're growing.
We're growing, and that's the key. And I think it's that core product focus. We're looking at our corporate strategy right now. We do a refresh about every 5 years. So we're actually going through that process
now
to make sure that we can continue that growth trajectory that's really helped us define the organization over the past several years.
And so what I'm really excited about is our next segment. We're talking to two of your guys on the scene that are in there day in and day out innovating new products. So I'm so excited to bring you the next part of this. And so I can't thank you enough, Mark, for making this happen and stopping out here today.
Thanks, Jonathan.
Great
Audrey.
Seeing you. Great
big
seeing
fans
you.
Of the Tech Council. You do so many great things for our region.
Appreciate that.
We appreciate the partnership.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank Huntington for allowing us to tell these stories here at their Wexford branch. So much fun. Go to Huntington.com. Go to pghtech.org to learn more about the Tech Council. More importantly, keep your dial tuned right here because we're coming right back with more stories from Mine Safety Appliance based right here in SWPA. This is Jonathan Kirsting.
And this is Audrey Russo.
We'll be right back, everybody. Welcome back. It is Tech Vibe Radio on a Wednesday night. It's weird saying Wednesday night.
And it's your birthday.
It is. I like that. It's kind of fun.
Happy birthday.
Well, thank you. I thought they were going to break out into song.
We've been trying.
Do you guys sing?
Not well.
No singing, guys. No singing. You're making me blush and I feel very embarrassed right now.
But good. That was the plan.
I know. And you succeeded. So it's all good. Let's move on to business, which is MSA, which I'm very excited about. Mine Safety Appliance. Big old cool company with deep, deep roots in the Pittsburgh region with an international presence, as we have just learned. And we got two really cool guys that are on the scene in MSA, really making the company happen, for lack of a better term. And you guys are where the rubber meets the road, as far as that goes. And we have Tim Boddy and Kevin Frank. Guys, welcome to the show
today.
Welcome,
guys.
Thank you.
So what are your roles?
I'll start off. So I'm Kevin Frank. I am a new product development project manager.
Okay.
So I work at MSA to lead new projects and teams to develop and launch MSA's newest products.
Ooh, so you're like on the very tip of the spear. How long have you been with MSA?
I started out with MSA as an intern back in 2012 out in our Marysville location.
Really?
Yep.
Very cool.
I worked with MSA all through college. When I graduated college, MSA had an opening. I graduated graduated as an industrial engineer.
Right.
So, Kevin,
we want you here.
Yeah, that's right. So I've been with MSA full-time in our operational excellence group since 2014, and I recently made the switch into project management. So I've been doing that for about 2 years now.
Nice. This is awesome. A place that's really giving you this trajectory.
I know.
To keep moving.
Yeah.
That's
tons
great.
Of, tons of responsibilities. So
I love
it's a great
it.
Role.
Very, very cool. And how about you, Tim?
Yeah, so I'm Tim Baudai. I'm our engineering manager for our head protection group. So I lead the team of engineers and designers that innovates around both industrial head protection, so like hard hats you see out on a construction site, as well as our firefighter helmets. So all the helmets you see firefighters running into burning buildings.
Yeah.
You've saved a lot of lives.
Yeah, that's so actually cool. One of the really incredible parts of the job is, there's lots of companies that make lots of different things, but MSA is such an easy company to get on board with the mission of because we're literally protecting people at work, and our products are called upon to work on the worst day of someone's life, which I've always found pretty profound. Yeah.
And how long have you been with MSA?
So I've been with the company since 2011. Yeah. I graduated from Pitt with a degree in mechanical engineering. Since then, I've finished my MBA at the University of North Carolina. And started out as a design engineer. I did not co-op, I was not an intern at MSA. One of the few people, honestly, that hasn't.
Oh, yeah? Mm-hmm.
We hire a lot out of our co-op program.
Okay.
But came from another company after a few years there. Started out as a design engineer in our fall protection group. Moved on to the engineering manager job in head protection a couple years ago. And actually, I'm in the process of transitioning back over to leading the fall protection group as their engineering manager.
Wow.
Kind of going back home.
Very cool.
So, yeah. Same kind of deal with Kevin, though. I think we've both benefited from a lot of opportunities at MSA.
Absolutely.
The company really heavily invests in our development and provides those opportunities for the people that are interested. So that's gone very well.
That's great.
Yeah. Sure.
Cool, right in our backyard.
I know, that's just
know.
So interesting.
So can you talk about new products?
Yeah, but
a little bit. I can tell you what I know.
Leave it up to our imagination.
Yeah. Sure. The project that I'm working on right now was actually just released to the public, so I can talk about it pretty extensively for you guys.
Just give us the highlights of it.
Sure. I work mainly in the gas detection segment of MSA's business.
Mm. Okay.
So we are releasing a new area monitor. And MSA in our gas detection business is very focused on creating systems and ecosystems that are connected through software to work as a network. So what we're releasing is really a gas detector that can be deployed across a broad site of oil and gas or mining, wherever, and it works together with other gas detectors as a network.
So it's like a mesh network.
Yes, that's exactly what it is. It's a mesh network. And it also talks with our...
So what I needed in my house...
You wouldn't need it in your house. These are more
depends what you're doing.
Yeah, it depends what kind of gas you want to detect, I guess. But we're very focused on connected solutions. So not only do we try and provide that safety solution at the site, at the detector where the gas is present, but we also have applications where we could have a site manager 20 miles away that is monitoring that mesh network.
Which is great.
Which is pretty new to the market, and it is a really innovative and cool thing that MSA is starting to get into. So it's really...
So that's
fun.
Be,
so do you get a chance to hang out with any startups outside of MSA?
Yes and no. We vet and look out a lot of different suppliers that can help us through innovative means. We analyze a lot of that early on in our development process to understand who we want to partner with to develop these new products. Mm-hmm. But it's a pretty cool process. It really is.
You get to have so much fun.
I do.
I mean, you're working on some leading edge stuff, and you're coming to work, and like I said before, like as Tim was saying, you're saving lives as you're doing this
That's
as well,
the
too. Because what you're doing is saving tons of lives as well, too.
It's fun to be able to go home at the end of the day. And your significant other asks, what did you do today? And you can honestly say, I led a team or I designed something to truly make an impact on this
That's
world.
That's great. It's totally opposite.
It's a special
Jonathan
thing.
And I.
Yeah, exactly. What did you do today? Well, I surfed the internet a little bit. ate lunch.
I deleted a Facebook account.
Stuff like that.
MSA has a lot of relationships with universities as well. I know that Carnegie Mellon University worked with them over the years, and they developed a product that actually is being used at MSA. And for the life of me, I think it's the way that it's like the rope and a hitch to it. Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, you're thinking of our horizontal lifeline.
Your horizontal
system.
Lifeline, right.
Really, really cool product, and one of those things that when people see it, even if you're not necessarily mechanically inclined, you see it and you say, why didn't anyone think of that before?
Right. Oh, that's what I said
when
I saw
it. It's so obvious.
Yeah, it's kind of one of those really simple things that's sort of beautiful in its simplicity. But yeah, the whole idea is, to draw you the diagram real quick, you have two workers that are connected to the same horizontal lifeline, horizontal rope, and they're connected by some fall protection equipment that essentially ties them to that. And whatever they're doing, they need to pass each other. And this becomes a pretty serious issue.
Yeah,
right.
I never,
because to get past the other person,
in
prior years, you had to temporarily disconnect
or
use some other equipment to be able to give you like an extra tie-off. So we worked with Carnegie Mellon to be able to come up with this idea where
really
the anchorage just is able to pass by the other one. So you can pass somebody without ever
having to unhook anything.
Insanely cool, insanely simple little design, but a really good opportunity for some college kids to get involved in a real life problem and help us solve it.
And what's cool is like people, actually, if you have seen, it's like, you know, after school, this is a place you can go.
Absolutely.
And, you know, you're getting a
great experience. Yeah, but actually work on
great
something mission.
And,
the mission is aligned with what people care about.
Exactly.
And that's the piece that makes it really cool.
Right. And it's instilled very early on through our co-op and our intern programs what our mission is and what this company is all about. And I really think that's why we retain so many people. That's why I was drawn back to the area specifically. Mm-hmm.
That's why you won't come and work for the Tech Council?
No, I think I'm going to have to stick with MSA.
We don't have too many engineering challenges to be overcome at the council, other than deleting Facebook pages, of course.
But, so what's the culture like?
I think the culture, if I had to put it in one word, it would be evolving. As you mentioned before, MSA is like an old school Pittsburgh company. It's been here for over 100 years.
Yep, 1914. Man.
That's right. Yeah. And yet, I think is so cool about MSA is that, you know, we have a company where people have chosen to spend their entire careers. And in fact, people have stayed, you know, we have people that are still like on their like 45th year of employment at MSA,
even the CEO prior.
Yeah, yeah, Bill Lambert spent many years.
Prior to Bill.
Oh, yeah. Help me out here.
Yeah,
let's go back
before
my time.
Go through. Yeah. I want to say he's been there, and if still, he's probably involved.
Yes.
On the board.
Yeah. John Ryan.
John Ryan.
But what I think is so fascinating about MSA now is, as a result of having those folks that have worked here for many, many years, and that, you know, that population is starting to retire, there's this understanding that we need to evolve our culture, and we're doing that. And what's so cool about it right now is that I think the millennial generation has so much ability to influence that evolution.
Definitely.
You know, things, some of them are simple. Some things like dress for your day policies instead of more formal dress code, or tons of flexibility in how we go about our work day. You know, if you want to work from home here and there, if you want to, you know, do a 980 program.
Not sticking in a cube all day long.
That's right.
Keep engineering until it's 5:30.
And in fact, quite the opposite. You know, we know that research and development and new product development are such hands-on activities that you can't get it done by sitting in your cube all day, right? You're going out and looking for inspiration. You're getting your hands dirty in the lab. You're talking to people from other companies that help you along. I think there's just so many different opportunities to get diversity within your day-to-day work.
I love hearing that. It's so exciting. Yeah. It's so exciting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And we're definitely encouraged to be so highly collaborative and working as a team. Mm-hmm. And we're free to experiment and to pass or fail, but just learn and come up with the coolest thing that we can that adds value to people's lives. We have such an open runway to lead projects and lead people and teams. It's pretty special to be a part of.
Yeah. What about if Jonathan and I have ideas for you?
I'll take all the credit.
I don't care if you take all the credit. We just want to see our ideas get into the real world.
Sure. Well, you know,
Will you take unsolicited ideas?
I think so, yeah. I don't know that I have yet, but I can help.
You never know where inspiration might strike.
Well, to that end, though, you know, part of our product development process is a lot of really in-depth voice of customer, because at the end of the day, the customer, the worker, the user,
they're wearing the hard hat,
putting
the device on.
We make stuff that people have to use as they're working every day. So if we make something that makes it harder to do your job, that's going to completely defeat the purpose of safety.
Exactly.
Here's what I was thinking.
Yeah.
Just this is free.
You know, this is free.
Just
let me write this down.
Yeah. The next one's 25 cents.
Scooters.
The next big thing
is the next big dangerous thing. Huh. And the amount of people that get on scooters right away that have never and go to different countries and use scooters, I would think a company like you, there's more accidents on scooters, and you know scooters can take you places, right?
Yeah, this could be a whole new business line for
used
us.
It, right. I'm just throwing it out there.
Especially abroad.
I was
just traveling recently. I couldn't believe how many scooters were
in. And so the amount of injuries for people the first time on scooters
people
is really
People are splitting their
big.
Skulls open on the curbs in foreign countries, and including the States, and we need health protection.
I'm just saying you have expertise that you,
how about
you
like
know,
a
could
scooter,
provide value.
A scooter onesie. It's a whole suit you put on. you fall off, it inflates, and you bounce right off. And
that one we may need to rethink a little bit.
Well, that one.
I like the theory.
I like the theory of that, Jonathan.
Just saying. But you've got to think real big and then bring it down to earth, right?
Has a lot of core competence in terms of safety.
Exactly.
So that's my point.
I love it.
So I love the innovation there.
Cool.
Didn't mean to hijack that, but I think that there's some great things.
Not at all. I will definitely take that one into advisement.
Mm-hmm. I'm just so glad we got to talk to you guys.
I am too.
A little inside peek as to what you guys do there every single day. I mean, we know good things are going on, but until we actually talk to people and kind of hear, like, you can work anywhere in the world you want. You're hanging out at MSA helping solve problems that
are saving people's lives.
Of course we are. We're always hiring.
Check out the careers page on our website.
Definitely.
And, there's more often than not, some open positions.
Super cool. Yeah.
Thanks for stopping by, guys. Thank you both so much.
Thank you for having us.
So glad we could host you here at Huntington Bank in Wexford. What a joy. I love doing our TNT on the road because we get to hang out with folks like this and tell these types of stories. It's just so much fun for us.
And Huntington Bank makes their own potato chips and delivers them.
They do, and they're the best. We love them for that and for so many other reasons, especially for making the neighborhood tour happen.
Yes,
learn more about them at Huntington.com. Learn more about the Tech Council at pghtech.org. We're out of time. This is Jonathan Kirstein.
And this is Audrey Russo.
So glad you're spending your night listening to Tech Vibe Radio. This is Jonathan Kirstein.
And this is Audrey Russo.
And Audrey, the show continues on the road here at Huntington Bank. We've had our second show out here at Wexford. Love being up north here, out of the element.
And on a Wednesday night.
And on a Wednesday night.
And on your birthday.
And on my birthday. I love it. All the way around, man.
How about that?
It doesn't get any better than that, man. Doing all the things we love doing. On the day you're born.
Simple. And now we have Jason Kennedy in the house. Should we ask him if he can sing Happy Birthday?
Ooh, maybe you should.
My wife's the music teacher. It ain't going to be me.
Not going to be me.
I appreciate it, though.
I was hoping. No. So, Jason, you're with On the Edge Manufacturing.
That's correct, yes.
If people go to edgefab.com.
That's right.
They can learn all about what you guys do. So if you're out there and want to start like dialing in, you can start learning while you talk and we learn more about what you guys are up to.
For sure. Our edgefab.com account, it may be a smidge antiquated at this point.
Our websites are always antiquated.
They really are. There's always so much upkeep to do with them. But it really does give a broad overview of what we do, kind of what we're about.
You make stuff. I like companies that make stuff.
So what do you make?
Yeah.
Well, we don't make anything, Audrey, to our own designs or our own specs. We make them all to a customer design. Customer spec. So possibilities are limitless.
As long as it's
a derivative of sheet metal, meaning it comes in on the flat.
Right.
Okay.
And then we will shape it and bolt it together. Give us some examples.
Yeah. So we do a lot with industrial automation companies.
Okay.
We do a lot with transportation companies. We do a lot with robotics companies.
What's the wildest thing you've done?
We actually had to make these lighthouse chandeliers for a company that was taking them and putting them out in Illinois.
Really?
One of the first accounts I ever got for us focuses more on the architectural lighting aspect.
Okay, yeah.
And that's the type of company they are. Mm-hmm. And they subbed out to us. They were kind of looking for someone to one-stop shop this where they could cut it and make it look like a lighthouse. And send it out.
So it was a pretty complicated thing in order to, you're getting flat sheet metal in, and you're taking that and then building it, bend,
so are you wrapping
together,
it, are
weld.
You molding it, or is it just flat?
No, everything, Audrey's flat.
Everything's flat.
It comes in on a truck as a flat sheet of material.
Okay.
That material ranges in thicknesses, and it also ranges in the type of material it is, be it steel, stainless steel, or aluminum.
Okay.
The companies that we deal with at this point are pretty high-tech organizations. We also deal with a lot of just small 4 or 5 people mom-and-pop shops.
So you get a cool variety of
projects. We're super diverse.
Yes. And so it can be a one instant? So you can just have one thing, or can you replicate?
I've done it a couple of times where we really will just do it one time.
Do a one-off for somebody if they need
to. So that's really niche, which is sort of cool.
Very niche. That's kind of where our... where we've grown so much.
Right.
I started there about 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. The Novak family, John Novak and Tyrus Novak, own the company. They're both engineers by trade, not necessarily businessmen, but they've always ran their facility that way, too, where they've really focused a lot on capital investment, where they focused more on technology rather than the intricacies of business. So when I started, I kind of just approached them like, you guys have this excellent equipment, but some of the things you're doing are a bit antiquated.
Huh.
They just aren't fitting what we could probably do. So made a couple of phone calls, and I was like, look, just bring me on. I'll kind of reach out. I'll look these companies up where I think maybe we could help them, and I'll call on them. I'll give them a quick 30-second, hey, this is what we do. Is there someone I can introduce myself to?
Right.
And, you know, knock on wood, that's worked out really, really well for us.
That's awesome.
Certainly. Timing is
one of
those
things. Before we came on air, you've been a lot of hustle going on to bring up new business. I can see that.
Lots of hustle.
This guy's, like, super passionate here.
Lots of hustle. I think what we do, I mean, I put us second to none against anyone else that would be our competition in the area.
Mm-hmm. Do you do signage?
Once in a while. We can do, the focus of what we're doing is a lot of organizations, and I can't really get into specifics with
fine.
A lot of these companies,
no.
right?
No, totally
just the legality
fine.
Crap of it all.
No, it's fine.
But overall, a lot of these organizations are very, very big organizations. They're big players here in the community and nationally, actually. They rely on us heavily for a lot of quick turn, a lot of, oh, crap, we're in this situation right now. I need 15 brackets. I need one bracket.
Right.
Like you said, it could be a one-off.
Right.
I have an account that we do, like, big enclosures for them. Their product becomes, like, industrial laser marking equipment. So a lot of it, what we do is make the housings that hold the really expensive parts of that. Not one of those is ever identical. They're very similar.
So they come to you and they say, this time it's got to be a different height, different width, based on the new machine.
You
take their specs. How long does it take you to turn a project around?
That's a great question. Now, a lot of times it's indicative of what the project entails, Jonathan. Like, if it's just a couple little parts, we've turned around parts for customers in a matter of, like, 20 hours.
Whoa.
Like, they call me and they're like, man, I need these tomorrow. And it's like, I got to shut this down and this down to do this. So here's what it's going to be. And if you're cool with that, we'll get it to you tomorrow. And we've done that.
So you really become like the fifth Beatle of some of these organizations, right? Where they're like, man, we're in trouble.
That's very
and you're
cool.
in the back ready to
help
them
out. Well, we definitely like to think of our relationships more as partnerships. That sounds like something I'm supposed to say, and it really isn't.
Yeah.
It's truly how we feel.
Yeah.
We're very responsive. We're very accountable. I do all business development and customer relations with On the Edge. So anytime you really need something, feel free. You can reach out and contact me directly. I'll be your main source for that. We pride ourselves in trying to be the easiest phone call that these companies can make in a day. We're just
I get the sense from you, like someone calls you up, they're like, we're just going to solve your problem for you.
I try to.
You're not going to
bury
them in technical detail saying.
We got great accounts, though. We've built relationships so well, and the most of the individuals I deal with are super cool. They're human beings, and I'm noticing that more and more, that being human sometimes in manufacturing isn't always as easy as it seems because everyone's on deadlines and everyone needs stuff yesterday.
They need that bracket tomorrow, dang it, or else.
But, you know, there'll be times when someone needs something and they'll call out a certain material and I'll just ask them if there's any flexibility. Are you able to do this out of 12 gauge instead of 13 gauge? Because 12 gauge is very common for our shop. And they say yes, and it's like, all right, well, I can have that to you in about 48 hours.
They're like, oh, thank God.
Mm-hmm. Other projects, man, I just quoted something today that becomes a piece of vision inspection equipment. It'll take us about 5 weeks for it. It's extremely custom, and they want one. So it's people ask, well, how long is that going to take? And it's like, well, dude, we've never made this before. I can gauge how long it is, but sometimes those little anomalies creep
exactly.
up. One of the ways we're able to really head that off at the pass, so to speak, is when a customer contacts me for a quote or, hey, how much do you think this will cost and how long do you think it will take? Our software coupled with the customer software, we basically we ask for the 3D models at this point from customers.
Okay.
So everything
they give you the files, you put it in
3D model.
Right.
Yeah, they give the file. We then take that file and put it into our network, and then our computers then talk with all the machines. So everything, like I said, starts on our laser cutter. That machine can cut up to 5/8 steel. really, really well. It'll actually cut an inch, but we are not going to do that. Yeah. It's just a bit too heavy.
You're pushing the machine too far there.
It's cumbersome.
Inch. Wow, that would be crazy.
We do a lot of aluminum and a lot of stainless steel.
Very
as
cool.
Well.
How many folks do you have there fabricating?
We have 11 employees at this point. Yeah, and one part-timer.
That's a great... Tight size company.
Is there something I could do to send them some business? Like, is there anything we're looking at that maybe we can send over?
I'm sure there's people listening to this now that work at an organization that are thinking, man, you know what? Maybe now this is a company I could contact and reach out just in case I had a question. You know, we're not always a perfect fit for people.
But it's an easy phone call.
It's great.
I'm really candid. I'll let them know immediately if it's something we can help them with
That's
or not.
That's great. Exactly. And so you're located... Right up the road from where we're doing the show, right?
You got it, yeah. About 25 minutes up the road in Butler. We've been there since 1979, so we're certainly not new kids on the block.
No,
so
you know it's,
speak,
you know it's
the
going
right
on.
Stuff.
You,
got to be you know what I mean?
That's
yeah.
great.
So overall, though, we're up in Butler. And
good. So what kind? So if anyone's looking for to solve a problem on a quick turnaround basis, you are a sheet metal mat fabricator.
Correct, yeah. Precision sheet metal fabrication. So laser cutting, bending, hardware insertions like fasteners, nutserts, PEMs. We do a lot of welding, MIG, TIG, and stick. We have a little bit of spot welding we do.
Okay.
We do in-house powder coating. In fact, when I first started, I was doing sales and then all the
your powder coating
too.
Where are you?
Yeah, so, so I've really learned quite a bit, and that's helped
wow,
me so
that's
much to be able
yourself.
To,
you know
to go and talk to people
right.
and just
experience.
Have a bit of knowledge.
Great.
That's one of those things where we're able to do that very, very well. We're able to help our customers, and it becomes a partnership because we're able to really... focus on manufacturability, what they're really looking for, what their part's intention is, and be able to do it as quickly and as inexpensively as possible.
So we only got a couple minutes left. What are you thinking?
Wait, we're going to see him soon. He's going to have a baby, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Any minute.
Any minute.
It's coming along. So.
Any minute.
Yeah.
I just wanted to make
here.
Sure that we got that
She'll
in.
She'll be here.
Absolutely. No. Well, congratulations on that. And
Thank
we got
you.
About a minute or so left. I'm just curious. You know, as Pittsburgh's advanced manufacturing community grows, our tech industry grows, like there's a need for your services because people need to prototype stuff and they're
Absolutely.
Manufacturing stuff, and it's nice to know there's a resource right up here.
Right up the road.
They can just talk to a person.
Most of the time we're cheaper than having to go the whole way overseas and then bring it over.
Exactly.
Plus, if you need it in a couple of days, to just have a person you can call up the road and be
just
like,
just give Jason a
work.
Call.
Right, give me a shout, man.
I love it.
Definitely, if there's anything we can do at On the Edge Manufacturing for anybody, by all means, we're not shy.
And go to edgefab.com. Just get the basic overview of all the capabilities because there's lots going on there that
edgefab.com.
We can't quite touch on the show. So edgefab.com. Jason, thanks for bringing your passion to the show.
Thank
it's my
you.
Pleasure. I really appreciate you guys having me and inviting me to be a part of it.
We're ending the show on a high note here. I'm kind of sad to leave Huntington Bank, though. We'll be back doing more TNTs in the very near future, that's for sure. But
it'll be interesting to see which bank we'll be at.
I know.
In Wexford. We'll
exactly.
be back.
We'll be back. And once again, thanks to Huntington Bank for allowing us to do the show from Wexford. Go to Huntington.com to learn all about them. Go to pghtech.org to learn more about the Pittsburgh Technology Council, for crying out loud. And our Tech 50 Awards are right around the corner. Very excited about that, September 25th. This is Jonathan Kersnick.
And this is Audrey Russo.
O'Reilly. Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2 times points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.